Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Radio TAB, colorfulradio.com worldwide. My name is Sly. I'm normally on between 4 and 7 on a Sunday, broadcasting to you, of course, right here at Colorful Radio TAB. But today is a special Sunday, the 20th of course, August. And we're broadcasting live from the Just Caribbean Festival. If you want to come down, it's a good look down here. Things are just warming up very, very nicely indeed. We've got rum. That's a good word, isn't it? That's it. Is. We've got authentic food. We got a celebrity cook-off today. Also, live music, of course. We're broadcasting live. We've got comedy. There's lots and lots and lots to do. Adults for £5 entry. Children, £3 entry. To get into the Just Caribbean Festival today, right here, of course, at... we're broadcasting from Lambeth College. The address is Lambeth College Grounds. And that is 45 Clapham Common, Southside, London, SW49BL. That's where we are. Yeah, that is definitely where we are. We're just enjoying it today. It's a little bit different. Not so much of the back-to-back songs with lots of vocals behind, but just great music back-to-back as we take you through the actual day. We've got my colleague Sarah Lester's here, Sonia Polian's here as well, my Colourful Radio family, they're all here. We'll be interacting with them very soon as we just get into some more vibes. So we're going to be playing you some soca music, going to be playing you some reggae, some soulful house right now. It's just a mix and blend day for you. Colorful Radio TAB, broadcasting live to Birmingham and Manchester on glorious DAB, and broadcasting live worldwide right here at Colorful Radio, and of course colorfulradio.com. All right, I've got my colleagues, two of my beautiful, wonderful colleagues on right here with me right now. You can hear her. You can hear her. Sonia Polian and Sarah Lester. Beautiful, beautiful colleagues. Now tell us about today. What have you been doing? Because I've been inside just playing some music. And what have you guys been up to?
First of all, let me just tell everybody, right? This is the first time that we have, the three of us have done a show together. So seriously? I'm excited to be on the show with you. But I mean, so this morning, right, I've been outside talking to all the vendors. There's quite a lot of people here, and this is the Just Caribbean Festival. There is a lot of Caribbean food around.
I like rum and I like food.
There's a lot of rum, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of tasters going around as well. I'll get you some rum, don't worry, Sky. We're not going to leave you. I'm going to go and get you some rum, seriously, right? But listen to this. I met a lady out there. Her name is Ingrid, right? She's from Barbados, and she's done some amazing things with food. Now, you know, I'm from Jamaica, okay? So I know about Jamaican food. And we're like everywhere, all over the world.
Ackee and saltfish.
Yes. Bonanchina and teasers. But she's made some lovely.
I like the oil down, though. You know.
Oh, you're from Grenada, here.
Of course.
What's oil down? Manabo rum down, Manabo. Tell me about that one. That sounds like a bit of a massage.
It's a mix, but it's a lovely mix. Yeah.
Was it fish?
It can be like, it's like
I'm
soup.
I'm feeling,
you know?
Left out. You know?
Hold on, Sarah, you're coming, darling. We're not leaving you out, babes.
It's a mixture of dumpling, a little bit of maybe meat in there as well, and some other provisions all mixed together. It's very, very nice.
Right, okay.
And very filling.
Yeah. And Sarah, what would you call that? Because you're from Kenya, so I'm Jamaican. Sly's Grenadian and Sarah's from...
It's like a foreign language. I'm from Kenya.
It is not a foreign language, Sarah.
What's that? I've just actually tasted something. Yeah. That's called, what is it? I'm like, Sonia, what is it called?
Guinness. Not really.
Guinness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they grow
on trees. Guinness is nice, yeah.
It's the first time I've seen them. So now when I say, I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Guinness. Okay. Guinness. So listen, a couple of weeks ago was the first time that I ever had, what's that rice called? Jollof rice. Yeah. All right. Okay. So it's the first time you're having kinep. We're exchanging here.
I know. But jollof is a lot more common, though.
Yes, I know. But I'm very fussy about what I eat. You know.
Actually, seriously, you know what? We were walking around to the store, seeing what the people have, and they had ginger beer.
No, not ginger beer.
It was ginger.
No, ginger syrup.
Ginger syrup.
Yeah, is that the one that we tasted this morning?
Yes.
It was ginger syrup. That's the one from the Barbados store. Yeah. I've never seen ginger syrup before.
And so, Miss Particular over here says, don't fill up the cup. And this cup is like about 3 spoonfuls. Just give me a half. I need to try it first.
Just in case. Yeah. I don't waste the products. Do you know what I mean? And if I don't like it, I'm not going to drink it just for the sake of being courteous. That one don't run with me, babes.
I'm like, just give me the other half. Just give me what she doesn't want.
And then we swiftly moved on to the Caribbean store where Sarah, there was some rum. Rum punch.
I like my rum. I like my
she
rum.
She forced me.
I'm working. Can we get over here, right? We need to do some rum sampling.
I'm going to get you some.
Right. So there are lots of different stores down here. There are people who make jewellery. So I met a lady this morning. She's a gem specialist, right? And she told me she's got all these different gems on her table. She told me about each one of them, what they do. They've all got different kind of healing properties for our body, right? So I bought a couple of stuff from her. And I saw you over there, Sarah, in your, you know, trying on some clothes.
I know, I've actually just changed, you know. Who does that? I just got out dressed up in the store because they has the African print. And I'm like, this is just Caribbean.
Wow.
And she said, we are one.
Exactly.
We are one.
You have to remember, right? Before we went to the Caribbean, we was in Africa.
Hey, Mother Africa.
Y'all got more history than we do, baby.
Yes. So, what's her name? Flakies?
Fulake.
The design.
You're African, not me. You should know how to pronounce his name. Fulake.
Fulake.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you go on Twitter, Colorful Radio, you'll be able to see some of those designs Sonia and I are wearing.
Right. So listen, we're going to be on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Sonia Podian. Sarah, yours is?
Yeah, Sarah Lister.
And we're going to be tweeting all day long. So if you want to see what Colorful Radio is up to today, get onto Twitter. Colorful Radio, Sarah Lister, S-E-R-A-H-L-I-S-T-E-R, and Sonia Podian. We're all going to be... Oh, and don't forget, Slide.
I'm here as well.
That number. So we're all going to be tweeting like crazy today. So if you want to know what Colourful Radio is up to, if you want to know what Sarah's African skirt looks like, okay, you're going to get onto Twitter.
Excellent.
What are you saying, Sly?
Yeah, exactly. But make sure you come down and take out some advice down here because it's just wonderful, fantastic. And the weather, it's just
really good.
Oh,
it's really
lovely.
I woke up this morning, looked up and saw the blue cloud and the first thing I said, Lord, thank you for the weather.
Let me just say something. Listen, we're banging on about just Caribbean Festival, but we haven't even told anybody where it is.
Okay.
Sarah, where is it?
It's at Lambeth College, Clapham Common, South Side.
Yeah. A lot of times, like when you hear Lambeth College, you instantly think of the one in Brixton. But no, we are at Clapham Common, South Side. All right?
So you cannot miss it. It's just on the main road.
Yep. And we're at the back of the college. And listen, everybody's out there. There's so much support here. It's unbelievable at the moment. And we're going out there to go and get Sly some rum.
And you know something?
Not Grenadian rum.
Oh, I like my
Grenadian
rum.
I'm going to get some Jamaican rum.
And I saw some pre-carnival dress ladies.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want to be like them.
We're going to go and take some photographs of them. We're going to tweet it.
We're going
to
tweet
it. Tag Colourful Radio in so you can go to Colourful Radio's Twitter site. Or we're going to put it on Instagram as well.
Follow us and come and see us here at Colourful Radio.
Excellent. All right, so we're going to play some more music now right here at Colourful Radio DAB, colourfulradio.com, as we broadcast live to you from the Just Caribbean Festival right here. Oh, it's a nice day today. Nice food, nice people. Wow. It's Colourful Radio DAB, colourfulradio.com worldwide. That's Shake It There. And we're broadcasting live from the Just Caribbean Festival right here
just by Sabbath College. We want to come down and enjoy some of the fun. And I've got my colleague here, Sonia Polian, who's going to be interviewing someone. Sonia.
Right. So, yes, we are live and direct at Just Festival at Lambeth, Just Caribbean Festival at the back of Lambeth College. And I'm joined here by Leighton Smith. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And he is the Chief
Representative Officer for Victoria Mutual in the UK. It's a bit long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what it just basically means is that I have oversight for Victoria Mutual's offices here in the United Kingdom.
Okay, so we know that Victoria Mutual is a bank, but tell us what Victoria Mutual are doing for the people, for the Caribbean people in the UK, that they can do in the Caribbean.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, thank you for having me. One of the things with Victoria Mutual is that we're a Jamaican-owned building society. So it means that our core operations were in Jamaica. We actually came here in the 1950s to support the Jamaican diaspora that traveled to the UK. Even though we focus on Jamaicans, our remit, of course, is that we're looking to see what we can do for the Caribbean because it is in our mission statement. So our being here today actually helps focus on Jamaica, yes, for individuals, that is Jamaicans or those who are of Jamaican heritage, who would love to purchase or own a piece of the rock, as we call it, or property back home. Now, when it comes to the Caribbean people...
Pardon, stop there. All right. So, are you saying that even though I'm British born, if I want to, I can, because I've got Jamaican heritage, I can buy a property in Jamaica?
That's what I'm saying, actually. Because what happened is not only if you are of Jamaican heritage, but any individual per se who is interested in purchasing property back in Jamaica, we can assist them from here. What we have realized is that getting on the property ladder is much easier in Jamaica than, for example, in London, because you can own a property in Jamaica for under 100,000 as opposed to trying to get something here. So we can understand the difficulty individuals should have, particularly when it comes to, for example, wanting to own something in a gated community that has the security and has the security that persons need. So from that perspective, that's why.
Okay, and are there any requirements or specifications that people need? Because over here, if I went to the bank and I said that I wanted a mortgage to buy a property, you know, there's a whole list of things that they're going to ask me for, okay? I don't have a Jamaican passport, but I want to buy a property in Jamaica. How does it work?
Well, the reality is that across the board, credit, meaning a loan, it is a loan, as bankers we'll call it. So what it means is that we basically look at two things. One is your ability to afford the loan. So that is where we look at your current salary and we look at your lifestyle to see whether or not you can afford it. We look at your expenses versus your income and we do that match. So it's a one-on-one discussion. The second thing we look at is your attitude towards debt. Now that is reflected by your credit history. So many of us are familiar with a credit report. Now the credit report is a snapshot of what it or how your credit history looks like at a given period of point. So looking at those two things, we then have that holistic discussion to see how best we can assist you. Now, purchasing a property in Jamaica, usually the deposit can range from 5 to 15%. And then, of course, you're going to have your closing costs, which can roughly run you another, say, 10 to 15%. So let's think of it in real numbers.
Hold on, you're going a bit fast, okay? Just so for the listeners, right, who are really interested, what is the what does closing mean? Because we're over here, we're British, right? And that sounds like an American terminology to me. So just tell us a little bit what you mean when you say closing.
Great. Because when you do take a mortgage, there's certain costs that you're going to incur, similar to what is here. Because the good thing as well is that we're mortgage brokers here in the United Kingdom. So for individuals who want to purchase properties here, we can actually broker mortgages for them on behalf of certain institutions on the high street. Now, closing costs. There are certain costs that you will incur when it is that you're going to take a mortgage. For example, mortgage registration costs. Your name has to be registered on the title. For you to do that, you're going to have attorney fee or solicitor's fees. The lending institution is going to have some registration fees as well. Yeah, you're going to need to complete what is called a valuation report on the property. So all those costs, they do add up, but they're not included in the cost of the property itself.
Right.
They're not including the cost of the property itself. So let's go back to the real numbers examples. So let's choose something as simple as 10 million. So I'm saying to you...
10 million...
No, property in Jamaica.
Yeah, but 10 million...
dollars. Okay, well, thank you. 10 million Jamaican dollars, right. So if you do the conversion where that is concerned, you're roughly talking around 50,000, 60,000 pounds, right? Now, if you're looking at that property, and let me, for ease for the listeners, let's go back to pounds then. So let's say we're talking £50,000. Now, if you're talking £50,000, we're saying to you, you will be required to give a deposit of at least 10%. So that's £5,000. So it means that you're going to be end up borrowing £45,000. Now, on that £45,000, because the institution is lending you, you're going to have to pay some fees to get that done. Additionally, you're going to have solicitor's fees. So you're going to have that included as well with a percentage of the loan amount. So all of that, we're saying, can run you another between 10 to 15% to safely budget. So off that 45, we're saying budget between at least another 4 or 5 to at least say 6, because we're going based on our head here. So in other words, for this 50,000 property, 5,000 for your deposit, excuse me, and another say 4, 5 to 5,000 for the fees. So that's 10,000. So if you have £10,000 now and your credit history is good and you can afford it, we're saying to you, you can purchase a property in Jamaica for roughly $50,000.
Okay. One more question. So if I have a mortgage here and I really want to buy a holiday home, right, in Jamaica, how is that going to, is that going to go against me or for me?
No, not necessarily, because how you have been paying your mortgage will speak well to your credit history. Again, too, what we do is look at your disposable income, because if you're paying your mortgage well and you have an additional amount that goes towards your disposable income, meaning that after you have taken all your expenses and you're living off £400 or £500, then sometimes your monthly payment can be, because of the strength of the pounds versus Jamaican dollars, can be sometimes £300. And therefore, it means a lot of persons, a lot of our customers, we have seen they own properties here and they do have a vacation home in Jamaica because they can afford it. What we say to persons is come in and talk to us. We have offices in Brixton, Tottenham and Birmingham.
Okay, and okay, so I was just about to say that my last question was going to be, how, if anybody wants to contact you, how do they do it? Do you want to give a telephone number, a website or something? Cause...
Sure. Okay, one of the things that happen is that they can call our toll-free number that links them directly to our member engagement center in Jamaica, which is 0800-068-8627. Or they can visit our website at www.vmbs.com and they can see the location and numbers for the offices, the three offices in the United Kingdom.
Awesome. So I want to say that was Leighton Smith from Victoria Mutual giving us some very good information and knowledge about how us British can buy a property in Jamaica. So it's not rocket science and it's not really, really hard. And listen, there are so many different things, so many different schemes that are going on so that we can build investments, you know, or invest in Jamaica. So please do go to the website. Say it again, Leighton.
www.vmbs.com.
Awesome. Back to you, Slam.
That was wonderful. Very informative indeed. See, there's lots of things. There's great food. There's of course, great drinks, including rum. And, of course, there's great information as well right here at the Just Caribbean Festival. And we're just enjoying it ourselves and having some fun. If you want to know where it is, because I've seen on social media one, two people saying exactly where is it. We want to come down. We are broadcasting live today from the Just Caribbean Festival. That's Lambeth College Grounds, 45 Clapham Common Southside. That's London SW4, 9BL. So that's London SW4, 9BL. That's the Just Caribbean Festival. If you Google search it, you'll be able to find a lot more information about how you can get down here. It's just about 2 minutes walk from Clapham Common Underground Station. It's a good look. Hopefully see you down here in a short while. Right now, going to continue with some more great music, some more great sounds, the flavors of the Caribbean. That's what we're focusing on today right here.
Welcome to Colourful Radio, Khadifa.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how did you win this title? Where did you win this title? And why did they give it to you?
The competition is held in London, and I am Miss Trinidad and Tobago UK 2017 onwards for the next year. And that is the main role that I'll be doing for the next year.
Okay, so some of us who are not into beauty pageants, we don't know what your role is. Okay, so just tell us one or two things that's really important about you being the ambassador for Trinidad and Jamaica UK, and what are you going to do this year, where you're going to go, who you're going to speak to, and who you're going to impact.
the main people that I'll be impacting is the youth. It was really important to me to target the youths, target young women and the youth of this day and age, to really like bring the essence of Trinidad and Tobago into the UK, because we have so many different islands, as we've seen here in Just Caribbean, but we need to make a stamp as Trinidad and Tobago and also come together as all islands.
Okay, so what is it about Trinidad and Tobago? Are you, is that your background?
Yes, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay. And what is it that they're bringing to the festival this year?
This festival, we have a couple of stalls here. We have some girls modeling our carnival costumes, our traditional carnival costumes, and there's me as well. So I'm going around to different stalls. I'm speaking to the different entrepreneurs, and I'm just really getting a feel for what everyone's bringing to Just Caribbean Festival.
So I've seen these ladies going around in their costumes. I didn't know they were from Trinidad and Tobago, but you need to get them in here, Khadifa. You need to get them in here. We want to see them. We want to take photographs with them, and we want to help to publicize them as well. So what's your first main, your main assignment as Miss Trinidad and Tobago?
It's really to get myself more out there, networking with different people, networking with dignitaries, networking with just the community, and just making them aware that there is a youth ambassador here, there is somebody that can speak on behalf of the youth, because a lot of the Caribbean community, you know, they're much more older generation, and now I think it will be a stamp for the youth to have a voice, and I'm here for that.
So do you go into schools and colleges and give inspirational talks?
At the moment I'm not. At the moment I'm focusing on the events that we have at the moment. So Carnival is something that's coming up, so I'm going out to the different Carnival events that are coming up. I'm representing Trinidad. I'm playing in a Notting Hill Carnival. I'll be in costume.
Hold on. Slow down. Let's take it down. Playing what?
Carnival costumes. So as you saw,
I thought you meant like steel pan.
No, well, we call it masquerading in Trinidad and Tobago. So I'll be in costume masquerading with a band, a Caribbean band, and we're just celebrating, you know, the island life. This is what, you know, Trinidad mainly is famous for, is the carnival. So I would be
for liming, right?
Liming, eating, partying, drinking rum.
All right, well, thanks very much, Khadifa, and I wish you very best with your... when did you get this title, first of all?
This year, 2017. Yep, 2 months ago, okay. Roughly 2 months ago.
Okay, so you still got quite a bit of time to get there. So that's great. So I hope that you will be able to inspire and get into the minds and the hearts of the people who you do speak to, because it is important, because, you know, actually, at the end of the day, you are the next generation.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Back to you, Sly.
Yes, indeed. That is absolutely wonderful. Okay, going to continue with some more fantastic music right now, right here, as we broadcast live on Colourful Radio DAB, colourfulradio.com as well, worldwide, broadcasting live from the Just Caribbean Festival for 2017. Oh, I like some Chronics. I do like some Chronics. We've got some right here, and we're playing it for you. Okay, so we're broadcasting live right here at the Just Caribbean Festival, which is at Lambeth College. If you want to come down, don't forget we're here through until 7. I can tell you that my colleagues, Sonia Pullian and also Sarah Lester, they've got another special guest who they're going to be in conversation with right now. So I'm going to say to them, take it away, Sonia and Sarah.
Yes, of course. We are reporting live all the way from Lambeth College, Just Caribbean Festival. And this moment, focus on Barbados. Because with me, I have Paula Bourne, who is the manager, export and business development for the Barbados, representing Barbados. And they have promoting 6 companies, and some of them are here with us, and we're going to be asking them questions. Paula, welcome to Colourful Radio.
Hello, and good afternoon to everyone, and thank you very much.
So Paula, tell us, did you come all the way from Barbados, or are you based here?
I came all the way from Barbados to this lovely country, and I have with me several Barbadians also in our delegation.
Absolutely awesome. So what brings you all the way here?
Well, we have several companies that already export products to London, to the UK, and so this was a promotional exercise. We have distributors that work with our companies, but our companies don't very often get the opportunity to come into the market and to see what the market offers and to engage one-on-one with some of the buyers and the retailers of the product. So this activity is really enabling us to both have a business-to-business element and a business-to-consumer element. And in addition to this, we have meetings that we have planned as well for our companies to meet with some of the retailers and to meet with some of the buyers in London.
That's really, really awesome. Am I hearing that the government is actually out to support this?
Yes, indeed. That's our role at the Barbados Investment and Development Corporation. Our role is to promote Barbadian products and services, both within Barbados, the indigenous products we promote in Barbados, and we also promote into our major and emerging markets.
Absolutely awesome. You know, when I've been walking around the festival, obviously at that point I didn't realize, and I stopped at the Barbadian where they are, Barbadian stand, and was sampling. I saw the cola tonic. There's lots of cola products, and we saw the ginger syrup and so many of them. We're going to interview them, and they're very unusual products.
Yes, certainly. We have six companies here. We have Roberts Manufacturing, and they are bringing their spreads and margarines. And we have BB Snacks. That's a new company, pretty new on the market. They've been in the business for some time, but new to export. And they already have markets in the US, and they've started in the UK. And what they offer is root flowers. Actually not the flower, but they have things like breadfruit chips, they have plantain chips, they have sweet potato chips. So it's our root flowers, but in the form of chips. And that is really taking over because it's a healthy alternative to the potato chips. We also have two of our condiment companies. We have Jay's Enterprises, and they have the sauces, the condiments, the seasonings, and so on, and marinades. And we have Aunt May's, and Aunt May's has been here for some time with their pepper sauce, and they also have brought some of their jams and jellies and so on, pepper jelly, guava jelly, guava cheese, which is really a traditional confectionery known to many people in the Caribbean. And in addition to them, we have Armstrong Manufacturing, and Armstrong Manufacturing has the product you just spoke about, the cola, the Clayton's Cola Tonic, and that is one where the cola nut is actually from Africa, and it's a very unique beverage. So that's the list of companies that we have here with us, and we would love everyone from the diaspora and far beyond to come out and be part of this event, because we've come all the way here so that we can share what we have with the Londoners.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. So if you're listening right now, get on the bus, on the train, drive down here, because they just...
Walk, okay?
Because just the Caribbean Festival has so much to offer, and sometimes we hear only of one island a lot. So if you're...
I'm not trying to say anything.
Oh, I'm just trying to,
defending my country.
State of fact, did not name any names, did I now? But you know, from there...
There was a subliminal message in there.
Was there now. So if you're from Barbados and you think, we don't get represented, guess what? The government made time to get themselves over here. So get here. We want to see you.
Right. Exactly. Now, listen, one of the things that happened this morning when we walked in, you know, this store here stand out. Actually, do you know what? It wasn't even the store that's... It was the accents that stood out, okay? And a lot of times, you know, I'm British born here, okay, Jamaican parentage, but everywhere we go, there are Jamaican products everywhere, we get everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so the accents stood out, and that's what drew me to your stand, okay? I can't remember the young man that I was speaking to this morning. And one of the things that I saw was the ginger syrup. I'm like, what is that? I've never seen ginger syrup before. And like Sarah said earlier on, you know, I was very, you know, skeptical about tasting it. So I asked for a very, very small sample because I didn't want to waste it. And also I'm the kind of person that if I don't like it, I'm going to chuck it. But it was really, really lovely. And I'm joined here by Ingrid. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, Ingrid is a little bit nervous, but she'll be fine, okay? So Ingrid, she makes these products, right? So the products are also, the way they're marketed, they are really, really easy to use. And if you are somebody who's got dexterity problems, it's easy to open, all right? You can use the scissors and cut the bag. So first of all, Ingrid, I want you to tell us, what this chicken marinade, what was it, chicken?
Marinade.
Okay, tell us what's in it. I don't want you to tell us our secret ingredients, but it looks like it's a ready-made sauce.
Well, there you go. It is, in fact, an excellent blend of herbs, all infused with flavor for the marinating of your chicken. Now, the good thing about it is that it is the herb that we actually use that will accentuate the taste of your chicken. We use a lot of oregano and basil, natural herbs.
Slow down.
Herb.
I'm
sure you have.
Oregano?
Yeah.
Oregano.
Oregano.
Okay, so we just pronounce it a little bit different.
Slightly differently, perhaps. But yes, that is one of the main ingredients. And it pretty much brings out the taste of your chicken.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, so when you mix these together, all right, so I have a friend, he's from Barbados, and one time he came here to stay with us, and he mixed all the ingredients together, and he put them in a jar so that they could marinate. Is this kind of the similar thing that you have done here?
It is similar. Now, we also have like a wet seasoning, which is done slightly differently. Well, the two different textures all together.
You are the expert. You're teaching us now.
I'm telling you, traditionally, what we do have is a wet blend of onions, chives, other herbs, etc. And it's chunky. And this would traditionally be stuffed into your chicken, your pork, or your fish, whatever, into cavities.
So in Jamaica, we have a lot of like dry seasonings. Dry seasoning. Okay.
But yeah, the marinade now, on the other hand, this is like a blend. It is pasteurized, like it is boiled nicely, and you have all your flavors infused. So when you wash your meat off and you pour this over it, it's very convenient. And what happens is that your meat is permeated with the flavor. So it is just a whole plethora of flavor.
All right, so
in your meat.
Okay, so
whatever
this is
it. Is. Now we have.
Wait. Let me ask a question. Well, she's running away with this program. She's running away. She's getting into it. You're not in the kitchen now.
There you go.
So listen to this. So I've washed my chicken and I'm preparing it, right? Mm-hmm. So when I put this on it, do I cook the chicken straight away or do I leave it?
No, you leave it for a few minutes. Yeah. I would say at least 20 minutes to half an hour. But if you leave it overnight in your refrigerator, it's all the more wonderful. There you go.
And is this homemade by yourself, Ingrid?
Well, yes, it is a recipe. Well, we have four different blends. We have fish, we have beef, we have pork as well. And they're all with different herbs that accentuate the flavor of your meat.
All right, tell us this, a little bit about the ginger pepper jelly. I've never heard of this one.
Well, this is excellent too and very versatile. You use this with your stir fry. You could use it on warm toast. We add it to our cheddar cheese paste with a little zesty onion. And I'm sure you might have sampled that earlier as well. Everyone is just wowed by that taste. It is excellent. What it does is soften the harshness of your cheese and brings out an excellent but
hold on. Is this the cheese and the young man? I'm going to come and taste it because I do like a bit of cheese.
There you go. So, yeah, you would enjoy that.
Okay, and so just tell me, so you know the ginger syrup? Mm-hmm. Is that your speciality as well?
It also is. That is all natural as well. Because what I can boast about is that all of our products are all natural. There's no MSG, for sure, and...
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, you don't have to worry about allergens. Etc. So yes, the ginger syrup is a blend of all natural ginger blended in a syrup that gives you a nice refreshing cold drink once you add water and ice.
Awesome. I want to say thank you very much. Now Sarah, this gentleman here.
Yes, actually this is a gentleman here is Shane A. Thomas. But before
okay.
There's something that you mentioned there that we want to actually talk about that we didn't talk about. There's nobody representing them here, and it's the cheese.
Oh.
Yes, actually, we do have two young men representing the cheese. However, the cheese is not on the market at this point in time. The cheese is just here to get a sense for how people feel about it. So it's more of a research kind of mission for the cheese company. The company is called Hatchman Cheeses, and they have been in the business for a few years. They're building, and they're actually all over Barbados, and they're in several of our hotels. They are doing very well, and they have wonderful flavors. I think one of them is called bear cheese or something like that. It's cheese infused with bear anyway. And then they have the pepper, and they have all kinds of exotic flavors. So we'd encourage everyone to come and have a taste of the cheese. It's all being sampled at the same Barbados booth. So Hatchman Cheeses is also here with us, but on a slightly different mission. They're not selling, they're not in the market, but they are here to really get the consumer feedback on the product.
Absolutely awesome, because you know, you probably answered one of my questions. It's like, okay, so what's different about their cheese? Well, you've answered that it's got different flavors, it's very different, so it's not like something that you'd get from our local supermarkets, and it's not even on the market. So if you want to sample some, you gotta get yourself down here.
I'm going over there in a minute to go and get some cheese. Oh, I love cheese.
So let me say where we are. Just Caribbean Festival. We are live from Lambeth College, Clapham Common Southside. That's where we are. Get yourself walking here on the bus, train. We're still live.
So listen, if there's anybody who's interested in any of these Barbados products, or Barbadian products, okay, Ingrid, tell them where you are, what you and your telephone number.
Well, we are out of Barbados. Yes, the website is www.superblend.com. We are situated in the Wilde Industrial Estate, and a telephone number there is 246-434-7893.
Hold on, sorry.
There is international brands here in London that also carries some of our products, so you would be able to... Yes, by, I think his name is actually Pete Martin. Okay. Yes.
Cool. Thanks very much. Over to you, Sarah.
Okay, thank you so much. And for that Barbados Investment and Development Corporation, Paul Bond, you can contact them on www.bidfordeltac.org, www.bidc.org. And you will be able to get the number and contact Paula herself anytime. So, while we are still talking about Barbados, right, I saw something that caught my eye, and I went running over there, and I sampled something, and I'm like, this is good. And I've got with me here, Shane, you're going to tell us what it's about.
Clayton's Cola Tonic, and I'm also with Fiona, who also is the agent for the Cola Tonic here. And we are pleased to be in Battersea, because the product actually started off in the 1800s in Battersea. And Clayton's Cola Tonic is made by the African Cola Nut. And that's the unique flavor that's coming through in the drink. And the Cola Nut, the Africans see it as an energy nut, and it's good for their body. So we're pleased to be here to showcase this unique flavor. And it now comes also in a lightly aerated carbonated drink called Cola Kick. And it's basically lightly aerated, and it's great for drinking chilled and on a warm day like this.
Excellent. So I've sampled actually the Cola Kick, and even my young son who is with me here, and it tastes so amazing. You know, there are people who have all these energy drinks, kick drinks, and strangely, they all taste terrible. Really, like really tastes terrible. And when we tried this, I think one of the things that really got me is the amazing taste. And my son kept saying, it's good. I want some more. It tastes so good because it tastes that good. So cola nut, you said, is an African nut, right? We know about the Coca-Cola. Should I or should I not? But most people don't know about the cola nut. Fiona, you know, give us a little bit of background about this nut.
Okay, my name's Fiona Quaino, and I'm from Caribbean Trade, and as Shane said, as part of the Clayton's Cola Tonic brand, we bring that into the UK. The cola nut is basically from West Africa. It's one of those things that as a traditional item, if you were going to a West African home, my husband is West African, so it's also very well connected. So if you're going to a West African home, and one of the things that you would do is you would take your host a gift, and that gift would be a cola nut, and that would be a welcoming thing to welcome you into somebody's home. So that was a traditional thing. So Clayton's Cola Tonic, in terms of the cola nut, it blends very well together as a blended product. So absolutely fantastic item, and it's now been refined, and it's one of those things that you can use. It's non-alcoholic, so everybody in the family can enjoy it. You said your son really raved about it, and it's something that children, adults, elderly people can all use the Cola Nut.
Amazing. And sort of going back to the Cola Nut, you know, we talk about cola of all different types, but most people don't actually realize there is actually a plant called cola. And the reason, one of the reasons why we came running to your store is because we were talking about cola, and he asked me, what's Cola Nut? What does it taste like? What does it look like? And I believe that this is doing more than a drink.
The Cola Nut is used in a lot of products as a base, and it is actually it's a nut that's grown on a tree, so it's part of a fruit. So it's grown in abundance in West Africa, so a lot of African people know the Cola Nut in its raw form, and it is a red nut. And that's synonymous. It's used in Coca-Cola. It's used in so many products that, you know, actually in our day-to-day, the Cola Nut is there, but we don't actually realize it. So it's one of the things that we're actually bringing out into the marketplace is the Cola Nut and all the benefits that it has in terms of if you're tired, it's very good for fatigue. If you need energy, it's very good for that. And if you've got a bit of tummy problems, it's very good for that. It's very good for digestion. So there's so many healing properties that the Cola Nut can do. So we are actually bringing people back to tradition and traditional products.
I think that's one of the things that I love about this Das Caribbean Festival is actually bringing us back to our roots. And one of the things that I have actually picked across, because you talk about West Africa, I've even purchased a skirt that I'm wearing here, is that we're one, right? It's not just the Caribbean. We're bringing what is traditionally our heritage as Black people together and putting it together and actually promoting that. And sort of going back to your cola products, you got a variety. I know we've talked about the cola kick, but you've got other products which are made from cola as well. I'll bring it over to you, Shay.
So going back to the Cola Nut also, when you take out tradition, they actually call it Busy. So a lot of people know the nut as the name Busy. And I learned that coming to United Kingdom. So in my hand is a new product that also came out from the actual process of making the cola tonic. The bartenders and mixologists wants that cola flavor as well to make both cocktails and mocktails. So this is called Cola Bitters. So it's a concentrated format of the Cola Nut flavor. And they will use that to spice the drinks up. And that's what we're releasing today as well with Fiona, is the Cola Nut Bitters.
Absolutely awesome. I think I will be taking some of that at home because it has, what's that dispenser called? The little...
Yes, so it's dispensed with what we call the dropper. So I'll show you how it works. So we most like other bitters, you just shake it. But this one, because it's such a mixologist friend, they want to count how many drops they want to use in the concentrate. So you can count the drops using the dropper. So it's using the high-end market with the mixologists.
Absolutely amazing. Lovely to have you. As you open that bottle, I can like, get the whiff of that. Mmm, it just smells so good.
Very, very strong scent because it's concentrated. And for those listening, you can go on to www.claytonscolatonic.com to get a lot of information on the product. But remember, it started right here in Battersea in the 1800s by John and Adam Clayton. So there's a lot of history with the brand, and it connects right back here in London.
Excellent. So that's the team from Clayton's Cola Tonic, given their website and the amazing products that they have. So I'm going to give their website again for... they do have another website, www.caribbeantrade.co.uk, www.caribbeantrade.co.uk, where you can get these products. Really pleased that, you know, Barbados are doing a lot more than just bringing the products, but actually the government is involved in what is going to, in terms of promoting the products, in terms of creating the awareness and bringing some of this, our own products, to the market, but also getting the diasporas to get involved, not just in the UK, but across the world. You know, let's reach Europe, because there's quite a lot of us and we can make a difference and we can... you know, consume what belongs to us, what is actually naturally harmonizes with our bodies and spiritually as well. Because a lot of these, like the Cola Nut, traditionally, what they were used back in Africa, they're foods which are in harmony with our DNA and with our heritage. And we need
to for better health and wellness, we need to be consuming those products. So it's back to thank you also much the Barbados team, and it's back to Sly.
Thank you very much, Sarah. That was an excellent interview. And also thank you to, of course, Sonia as well, right here, as we broadcast live from the Just Caribbean Music Festival today. Great, of course, presenters, of course, great, super, super great interviewers as well, interviewees, and, of course, great music and great food. If you're coming on down, make sure you get down here before 7 this evening. We are just having an absolutely fantastic time right here as we broadcast live. Colourful Radio DAB, colourfulradio.com from the Just Caribbean Festival, as we continue with some more great Caribbean flavours now. LJ, we're certainly not lonely down here today as we broadcast live from the Just Caribbean Music Festival. Freddie, the Captain, Big Ship McGregor there, Just Don't Wanna Be Lonely, great song from him. I've got my colleague Sonia Polian, who's here right now, and she's got another wonderful guest who she's going to be in conversation with right now. Take it away, Sonia.
Right, yes, Sonia Ponian here, live and direct from Just Caribbean Festival at Lambeth College Southside. And I'm joined by Big Dave, not really. I'm joined by David Fredericks. David, welcome to Colourful Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you are a man who is promoting prostate cancer, that men should actually go and get tested, because, you know, one in four black men do suffer with this, do I call it a disease?
Illness,
okay. And you yourself, you are a survivor of prostate cancer. So just tell us a little bit how it took you down.
Well, back last February, I noticed change in my body system, and I went to my GP to get checked up, which is unusual, I'm told, for men. And I saw my GP, and she said to me, I'll get you a visit. I'll get you an visit in 11 days at hospital. And I said, yeah, but that won't happen at all. Surprise, surprise, inside 11 days, I was called to Lewisham to get checked up. And throughout the whole of last summer, I had a whole series of tests for prostate. Well, I wasn't sure the name was prostate, but a whole series of tests. But by October the 10th, I had a biopsy. And on the 17th of October last year, I got the news that I had prostate cancer. And normally that would knock you back in terms of how you feel, but I decided it won't knock me back. I'll deal with it. And from October last year up until this year June, I had to do the treatment. I first of all had drugs for 6 weeks, medication for 6 weeks, then injections for 6 months. Then the most challenging of all was from May the 10th to June the 8th, the actual radiotherapy, 20 sessions, different days, and that was really draining. And thankfully, I've come through that. I've yet to have my review in October, but so far I feel quite good. I'm now back at work on a 7-day fortnight basis, so I'm feeling quite good. But the main message is that for men, especially our men in our communities, do go and get checked out, and don't be afraid of it at all.
Hold on, let me just stop you there. I was like, going on and on. All right, let me just take you back a bit, right, David. So I want you to tell our men, okay, what some of the symptoms were that you had that made you think, well, you know, this isn't right and I need to go and see some professional about it.
The main one was the blood in the urine, and secondly, the more frequent going to the toilet at night time. Those are two main ones which caused me to go last year to get checked out, and they're quite common. But sometimes as well too, there can be no signs at all, which is quite worrying. So those are obvious signs in men, you know, constantly going to the toilet, also changing your urine pattern, either too slow or too fast, but also passing blood in your urine as well too.
And so you were just talking a little bit about the treatment that you had. All right, so you had radiation?
Radiotherapy,
okay. And how did the radiotherapy react on your body?
The main reaction was tiredness and drowsiness. Be honest, it really grips you, and how I describe it, it's like it comes like a thief in the night. So after the treatment, it creeps upon you. And for example, I remember one Monday afternoon, I went out, and within an hour, okay, I just felt drained. I had to go back home, and that's how it is. Even after the treatment, you still feel tired, and even now I still feel tired. But I try and manage my schedule, so don't overexert myself. And manage my stress level as well too.
Okay, so you're at Just Caribbean Festival today. You're promoting. What is it? What is it that you are actually promoting?
We're raising awareness for men and particularly black men as well too, because the stats are quite clearly 1 in 8 are affected by prostate cancer, but 1 in 4 black men. So therefore it's imperative that we get seen to and go and see the doctors about that. That's the main thing.
Okay, so if anybody wants any information about, you know, they might just want some literature about it. Is there a website or anywhere that you can direct them to?
The best place to go is Prostate Cancer UK website. It's all there. It's free. Downloadables as well too. It's there for you all the time. Yeah. www.prostatecanceruk. That's the website. www.prostatecanceruk.
Awesome. Thank you very much, David. Back to you, Sly.
Sonia, I'd love to ask David a question. Yep, so I don't know if you can share a mic with David. David, tell me, because when you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, you can be given sometimes a number of different options which to choose. And I know that one of them is like the actual prostate removal, or alternative to that, you can have like the radiotherapy, which you had. Why did you yourself, I'm just trying to understand, decided you wanted to go for the radiotherapy treatment as opposed to the actual prostate cancer removal?
In my case, it was quite particular because I had a heart attack in 2009 and I've got issues with my heart and high blood pressure, and going for the operation, okay, was going to be high risk. So therefore, okay, because I love life,
yes,
the risk of having an operation and not making it, I decided to play safe.
Right.
And go for the scary option, radiotherapy, in that respect.
Yes.
Whether I've had friends who've had the operation themselves too, yeah, but because I've had my previous ailments,
yes,
I could play it safe this time around and go for the radiotherapy.
Right. No, that's totally understandable. And in terms of like monitoring the condition, let's call it a condition, how long have the doctors kind of said that you know obviously you've got to monitor your PSA levels, which is for listeners that don't know, it's a measurement of the allergen that gives an indication of prostate cancer within your blood cells. So. Just tell us, how long have the doctors kind of said that you have to monitor that condition for?
Well, my next and first review is in October.
Yes.
Post the treatment, and that's not a really good one, because that could be a positive, negative, or negative, positive. So after that, I'd have another review in December or January. But it's most likely that for the next 5 years, there'll be 6 monthly checks on my performance as well too.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. And I know Sonia has already touched on it as well, but just from a male perspective now, because that's important too, what would you say to not just other men, but other black men as some form of encouragement, especially as they get a little bit older, what they should do if they are a little fearful about doing something about prostate cancer?
Well, I would say once you hit 45, go to your GP and speak to them about cancer and have a PSA test, because at 45, black men can have that. It's mandatory. If they won't give it to you, speak to Prostate Cancer UK and a nurse will give you that as well too. But my simple motto is, if you love your family and you have loved ones, go and get checked up and so forth, because having prostate cancer isn't about you or me. It's about the family and those around you, because without them, okay, you have nothing at all. Mm. And for me, my journey and support and strength wasn't for myself, it was my wife, my friends, my work colleagues as well too. They carried me through. So if you have people around you who you love and you want to be around a bit longer, go and get checked out. Don't be afraid. And the reason why I say so, because I understand that women have cervical cancer tests, cervical smear tests and so forth. That's very intrusive.
Mm.
And if they can get that, yeah, and they're allegedly the weaker sex, surely us macho men...
Definitely. Yeah,
allegedly. And go through the checks, can we not?
Yes,
yeah. So therefore, it's nothing to be afraid of. Go for it. At the end of the day, more than go for it, more than better, just go for it.
Words are very encouraging for all men, and including black men especially, 1 in 4, as we know. Thank you so much, and I wish you the very best with your development. Okay, thank you very much, Sonia. It is Colourful Radio DAB, colourfulradio.com. We're broadcasting live from the Just Caribbean Festival. Yes, indeed. Come on down, because it's a great look, it's a great listen. We've got music, we've got fun, we've got food, and we've got rum. What better combination could you have, really, for a Sunday afternoon as we head our way towards the 7 right here at Colourful Radio? Radio DAB. Oh, and just before we actually play another song, we have my colleague Sonia, who's going to have a conversation with another guest right here, Sonia.
Absolutely. I'm joined here by Sakima Thomas, and she's all the way from Sackfield Travel over there in Stockwell. Is that right, Stockwell?
It sure is.
Actually, you've got another bunch over there.
I haven't. No.
I'll tell you what. Years ago, come closer. Years ago, there was another branch over in East London side.
I believe you. We've been in Brixton for 41 years. We have, and we are the only Sackville Travel in London.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
You must be. You must be.
All right, so tell us, what are Sackville Travel doing at Just Caribbean Festival this year?
What we're doing this year is we are letting everybody know we're still here. For 45 years, we're bigger than better. We're still doing incredible discounted rates to the Caribbean. We now do hotels all over the world, so you can come and book with us. Today, if you sign up for our free prize draw, we're giving away £100 off your flight, also a bottle of rum. So sign up, you never know, it might be you.
What kind of rum is that, please?
It's the Appleton Estate, the best. It is, yeah.
So, that's it. That's all I've got to ask you, Sakinia.
Try and come down, everybody, and if not, visit us online at sackfieldtravel.com.
Colourful. All right, got my colleague Sonia. She's got another guest who she's going to be in conversation with right now. Take it away, Sonia.
Yes, I am here live and direct at Just Caribbean Festival, and I've got young Alicia. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this young Alicia here. Listen, for my coming this morning, this girl has been chasing me to buy her product, which is Cocoa Stick. Now, I'm going to buy this Cocoa Stick, right? But that's what got me about her. She didn't just wait at her stall for me to pass. She came out across the other side to come and get me, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what did you say to me?
I said, would you be interested in buying this cocoa stick?
I hate cocoa, but I'm going to buy it just because you did that. And I'm also joined by, is this your auntie? Andrina. So, Andrina, tell me about Tipo.
Okay. Well, I'm from St. Lucia, the Trade Export Promotion Agency, and we come...
Sakafeta?
Yeah. That's... How are you? So, today we came to the festival basically to promote our beautiful, high-quality St. Lucian products. Ooh. We did lots of tastings and samplings of our innovative products. And one of those are?
Yes, breadfruit flour. Now, I've never seen, I know what breadfruit is, right? But I don't know what breadfruit flour is. Now, is this the same thing?
Yes, it's the fruit and we've made flour out of it. We also have the sweet potato flour, coconut flour and banana flour.
All right, let's talk about the breadfruit flour, all right? So is this, what are the health benefits of this?
All natural. There's no preservatives in it. None. And you can use it just like ordinary flour to make pancakes, cakes, bakes, dumplings.
Okay, so when you mix this, do you have to mix it with anything else or do you just use it on its own?
We use it on its own and it's grinded.
And do you do the grinding or your company?
Well, what I do is our company presents a lot of small manufacturers, so the manufacturer of this product is one of our clients. So we're here today to promote the flour on their behalf.
And tell us about that cocoa. Because listen, the cocoa stick isn't new; it's all over the Caribbean, right? This one I haven't seen, but cocoa stick. But tell me what's different about the St. Lucian cocoa stick.
This one is very, very smooth. This cocoa stick is actually made when it's actually grinded. It's peeled, so it does not have the coconut peel in it, so it's very smooth. So when you, for instance, make cocoa tea, it's just a very smooth texture. It's not thick. That's the difference with this. This is what makes it authentic and unique.
Okay. All right, and what is this one here? Dried?
Oh, we just have lots of dried fruits. So we have dried pawpaws, dried apricots, dried mangoes. So we process our fruits instead of them wasting. In the Caribbean, we have so much fruits. So we have to find ways to be able to, you know, make some kind of commercial product out of them. So the dried fruits are sold and they're very healthy because they're just natural fruits that are dried.
Right, Andrina, I want to say thank you very much. And to young Alicia, is there anything you want to say to our listeners out there? So come down here. Where are you today?
I'm at the Just Caribbean Festival in London. Awesome. That's her first time on air. I want to say thank you to Alicia, who tracked me down this morning. She's obviously a good salesperson. And thanks to Andrina for coming and sharing us. Tell us a little bit about your products, especially as they come from the great island of St. Lucia.
Come visit us, people.
Over to you, Sly.
Thank you very much, Sonia. We continue with great music right here at the Just Caribbean Festival.
All right, yep. I am joined here in our makeshift studio by Demas from DNN Promotions. And their business is called Lipstick and Heels, but lipstick and heels don't go with drink, or does it go with drink? Because I had some lovely, lovely rum punch from you today.
Well, But Lipstick and Heels is actually an event that we're planning. We've been doing it for the last few years. I think it's the third year now in planning. We got one coming up, which is Friday the 25th of this month, Bank Holiday weekend, which will be in Harrow, Middlesex.
You think you're here to promote that, do you?
Of course, that's what I'm here to promote, yeah.
You're here to promote what you're doing out there. Okay, so what are you doing at Just Caribbean?
Well, we're here to showcase our lipstick and heels, our promotion. We're here to do some drinks and everything. I mean, we're just taking part in it and mainly promoting our stuff as well.
So I had some of that rum punch today, right? Did you make it yourself?
You know, honestly speaking, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
It tasted better than Ray and Nephew.
Wicked than Ray and Nephew. Much better.
Okay, so what's the response that you've had from the people since you've been here over the weekend? Were you here yesterday?
Yeah, I was here yesterday. It was a mixed feelings, to be honest with you. Because the crowd is, you can see there is elder people, there's young people, there's children. So we get a mixed reaction, to be honest with you. But overall, I said, yeah, it's a blessing.
So Lipstick and Heels, where are you going to be at?
In Harrow, Middlesex. The postcode will be HA35AA. And the club is called Club KTM.
You heard it here at Just Caribbean.
So everyone, make sure you get down there. Don't miss it. Lipstick and Heels UK.
So hold on. Do you have a website that anybody can go to?
Well, you can find us Lipstick and Heels on Facebook. So it's Lipstick and Heels UK for Facebook and Lipstick and Heels UK for Instagram.
Okay. Thank you very much, Demas.
Okay, Sonia, thank you. Okay, we've got my colleague Sonia Polian. Sonia, you've got another wonderful guest right here. Who are you going to be talking to? Go on, Sonia.
Yep. I'm going to be talking to Kavorn, as in Kavorn. Yeah.
Okay.
And Kavorn is here today. He's from Barbados, but he's here promoting Hatchman's premium cheese. Now, I've tasted the Scotch Bonnet one and the Rosemary one. I'm a little bit more fond of the Scotch Bonnet one than the Rosemary. I've never had Rosemary cheese before. I've never had Scotch Bonnet. But anyway, so tell us what your role is in the business.
I am the production assistant, and as production assistant, I assist with making the cheese as well as delivering it and marketing it.
So do you actually taste the cheese yourself to make sure it's on point?
Yes, after every batch is made and we do the final salting and put it in molds, we do a tasting to make sure that the cheese is going to age well.
How long do you leave Hatchman's cheese to develop?
Depending on the cheeses, for the fresh goat cheese, it's developed in 3 days. For the aged cheese, the harder cheeses, the cheddars, those take up to 6 weeks to 8 weeks to develop.
Yeah. All right, and what's your business over here in the UK?
Over here in the UK, we are sampling the cheese so that we could test the market to start making preparations for exportation.
So am I right in saying that you're going around to different events and just giving tasters of your cheese to find out if the British public like it?
This one is the first one, and we hope to do many more.
And how are you going to make the responses from people?
Well, our feedback is being tracked and written down, recorded, so that we will know who and from where wanted and like which one better over the other. And we have tracked all of that, and we are keeping it as data to record.
Awesome. And is there anything else? Have you done anything since you've been in London?
Well, I've gone seeing the sites. That's about it. But
hold on, which sites?
Right, we've gone to see the London Eye and Big Ben, but that's about it. We haven't had much time because it's work. We are on the grind. Yeah.
No grind, no glory. Okay, so how long have you been here then, Colin?
We've been here for 4 days so far. We are going home this Wednesday coming.
Well, listen, one thing you need to do is go to Buckingham Palace. You need to go and see the changing of the guards. It is an awesome experience. Make sure you've got enough space on your camera so that you can record it. Go online and see when the guards are going to be changing, because they are on point, on time.
I will make sure I check it out. I will be there.
Awesome. Thanks very much. And we've got somebody else from Barbados. Come quickly, please. And he has got BB Snacks. So listen, what's your name?
Winslow Padmore.
Oh, right, Sarah, do you want to talk to Winslow?
Winslow come carrying packages, sweet plantain chips. So what's the difference?
This one's sweet potato.
Sweet potato, plantain chips, spicy plantain chips, right. So, okay, excellent. Why are your snacks planted different to any one that we would get here?
Well, we ours are all natural. We also do breadfruit chips, which is missing from the set. But we have breadfruit, sweet potato, spicy and plain, as well as sweet plantain. And like I said, they're all natural, and they're done in a way that individuals like. Just they get the full flavor of the all together.
I can see the flavor in your face as you talk about them. Suddenly, like, your face starts to glow as you talk about how wonderful they are. So are they available in our, you know?
So obviously it's his product, so he's going to say how wonderful it is, right?
But you know, the body language.
As a consumer who's just tasted it, let me tell you how I think about it.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Right.
Which one did you taste?
I tasted the sweet potato chips. Now, okay. What I noticed as well is that it's cut really finer. So, you know, usually we get like plantain chips, mm-hmm. right, from Jamaica. Okay. This one is cut mm-hmm. even, you know, really, really thinly. So tell us about the process.
Okay. Well, basically, it's a very simple process. We will wash and... We will wash the sweet potato. It's peeled. Then it goes through the slicing. After that, we will then fry it. We de-oil it. It's lightly salted. All our chips are lightly salted, not much salt. And then packaged. So you get the full natural flavor within the potato. Nothing is added or nothing is taken from it.
Awesome. I don't think we asked your name, you know.
Yes. Yeah, Winslow.
Winslow. I was just looking at the bags of chips. That's where I was.
She's hungry.
That's where I was. So I think, did I say whether they're available in UK?
Yes. You can get them with shopbarbados.co.uk. That's Mr. Peter Martin. He is one of our distributors. He brings in the items, so you can shop at his either online or at his specialty shop. And you get the chips there.
Do you need more distributors? That's just one person distributing for the whole of UK?
Yeah, just one person for now. But we welcome other distributors because we want to get it all over the UK. We have a lot of both Barbadians who come back from the UK as well as the United States that say they want a lot of the local snacks. And they travel back with them. So we're trying to get them here so that they don't have to travel so far. They can have a taste of home right at home.
So, if you're listening, and I know you are, basically they're looking, BB Snacks are looking for more distributors in UK.
Exactly.
If you already have a shop, why not?
Yep.
Taste of home.
How did I get hold of you, Winslow?
So, we can be contacted online. We have our website is www.bibisnacks.com. That's BIBISSNACKS. Yeah, got all the S's. Right, or you can reach us. Well, we have a Facebook page as well. You can check us out on our Facebook page, or
social media.
So, well, just Facebook for now. That's your social media platform we use, yeah. And or you can call us direct 246 our area code 425-6008.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, and we will continue sampling the chips. Pleasure interviewing you. Over to you, Sly.
Thank you very much, Sonia and Sarah. We continue with more fantastic music right here. My colleague, Sonia Polian. Sonia, you have another guest.
Yes, I am joined here in our makeshift studio by Philip from Aunt May's. Aunt May's sound a little bit like Aunt Bessie. No Aunt Bessie products?
No, ma'am.
You don't know Aunt Bessie products? What? Okay.
Because you were branded Caribbean, this is why.
All right, so Philip. Tell us a little bit about this jar that I have, this bottle that I have in my hand. Why is it so yellow? What's the red things in there?
The red things in this Scotch bonnet pepper. What? Yeah, Scotch bonnet pepper.
Bust up people's
head. Yeah, man. But it's delightfully delicious.
Oh, hold on. What do you say? Bus up shot?
Yes, man. Yes. Okay. One drop sort of something. In your food, in your gut. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then it comes out the other end, yeah?
Yeah. You don't like that, do you?
So tell us, what is it that you're doing here in the UK?
Well,
specifically at the Just Caribbean Festival.
Well, we came to this festival because we thought it would help us. Because some of us are already in the market, and the government brought us over here to push our products. Because we have a problem in Barbados where a lot of people are saying, and a lot of UK people, when they come over to Barbados, oh, we love your product, but we don't see it up there. So they come over in the shop, and we're thinking, well, if we could bring some of the product over here, it will help, you know, ease you that you can go to the supermarkets or whatever. But we find over here it's not being pushed that sort of way. So everybody love it, you know. It's like bringing a bit of Barbados over here. We got enough Bajans, Jamaicans, everybody who love the products, right? And we got some unique things too, like this is guava cheese. I know you never hear about that.
No, I've never heard about that, but I want to taste a bit of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, me from guava, just guava, you know. And we do a lot of other stuff. Pepper jellies, you know, we take the pepper, add a little bit to the jellies, guava jellies, you know, seasoning, you know, all types of seasoning. And I know you all people like a little bland food, but we like to spice up our stuff, you know. Yeah.
Be watered down.
Why?
We're in the UK, innit? Listen, you see your products that you have at home, okay? I understand that you're making them for your community, all right? But in actual fact, if say like you had a restaurant, for example, okay, you'd have to, you know, make it palatable for the other cultures that's in this country.
I understand what you're saying, but when you people travel to my, when your people travel to my country, and I serve it, they say, you see them go like, wow.
Give me some water.
No, man. You know, they just can't get enough. And that's why we came over here with the government boss over here to try to, you know, push it over here.
All right, is this the British government or is this the Barbados?
Barbados government, yeah. Barbados government, yeah.
So that's really good. It's really nice that, you know, other Caribbean islands are coming over here and doing what they do best, because obviously this must be a bestseller at home.
Yes, it's one of the best. We do other stuff too, like Morbi, which is, you know, familiar with Morbi. Yeah. Very, very good for you.
What was
I
that
don't believe
best?
You.
What's that?
What does it do? Okay, we're good for you all around. It helps, like, you know, clean the blood and stuff, you know, very good. Yeah.
Sarah, do you want to ask Philip some questions?
Yeah, you know, because when we were going...
Drill him, Sarah, drill him!
When we were going around the stores and Andrea, who's not here, said... She just picked up that jar that you got here that says Bajan pepper sauce. And she picked it up and she said, why are you not in Tesco's anymore?
Well, a couple of reasons, mainly from home. But I think one of the main reasons were availability of the product. Right? And, you know, when we're dealing with the big chains, those people don't make sport. So anytime that I blame ourselves for not getting... For loss in that space, that market space in Tesco. But our aim is, and our drive now is to get back in and hold the market share. Because Tesco is going to be from the panels.
That's actually a very interesting point there. Because if obviously in the band that you're not able to meet the demand. So that means we do love it. We want to see Auntie May's in our supermarkets. Because most people here... We shop in those supermarkets. So how is the Bajan government try helping you to be able, because obviously to supply the likes of the big Tesco's and Sainsbury's here, you need a lot of capital behind you. What are they doing about that?
And this is one of the reasons that they have brought us here, because they have realized that we have been in the past as small manufacturers struggling, for lack of a better word, so they're now coming on board with us to help us achieve what we want to do. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart.
I'm very grateful because Paula was here and she's kind of really, from the government, really behind what we're doing. So are you saying that we should start looking out for Auntie May's in our supermarkets?
back on the shelves very, very soon. Very soon.
Just ask a question. Who is Auntie May?
Auntie May, real name is Lila Johnson, and she's been one of the pioneers of this pepper sauce and Moabi industry for probably about 45 years or so. And she's been around. We you know, is in stores in USA, Canada, and we were in UK.
Coming back soon.
So we've been around for quite some while.
Public demand. But do you know what that says to me? The mere fact that you were in the supermarkets here and you are coming back, it says to me that your product is going to be better than it was before.
Definitely. Yeah.
And more available. And I think probably it says a lot more, so much about the product, that there's a demand for it. Someone walks past your store, grabs it, asks, why are you not in Tesco's? Because clearly they were one of your customers.
That question has been asked to me since I come to the show almost every 5 minutes. And I would love to tell the people the truth.
Just tell them coming up.
Coming up.
All right, so this is just a different, we're just going off course here, right? So the last question is, what does Barbados mean?
Oh, girl. Barbados mean everything.
No. What does the word Barbados mean?
Beautiful. No, unspoiled. Gem.
All right, I'm Jamaican. I'll tell you what Barbados means. It means bearded man.
What?
Define that.
I don't know. I didn't give them the name. The Spanish gave you lot the name.
Portuguese. Okay. Los Barbados. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Philip. So, Devon, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what your connection is with Just Caribbean Festival. Mm.
Well, David, the conceiver and organizer, is a person I've known for some time. I think he's a very enterprising and purposeful person, and that's what I like. I'll try and encourage people like that. I'm a Garveyite. My parents are in the Garvey movement. So my mission is to help us do what we're trying to do and get us where we need to get to collectively. So all my efforts are about bringing us together as a community, and for us to pursue and achieve our objectives, particularly when it comes to economic affairs.
So you talk about bringing communities together. Tell us some of the things that you've done in the past that has enabled the community to come together.
Well, I started very early. I came to this country. My uncles were part of the Windrush generation. In fact, they were prior to that. They came here during the war and fought for the Air Force. And then my father came here in the early 50s. And then I came with my mother in late middle 50s, and I was involved in setting up one of the first black youth clubs in Brixton, because there wasn't anything in those days. You didn't have something, you organized it. So that's been my tradition. My parents met at Liberty Hall in Kingston. They were Garveyites, so we're activists. My father helped set up the Railway Workers Trade Union, so they've handed that tradition down to me, and I'm hanging it on now to my children and grandchildren. I've got 7 grandchildren, and their job is to do things. My father said, listen, don't follow nobody, do your own thing. So I try and nurture that spirit amongst our people. I bet you didn't know it was Garvey's birthday on Thursday.
No, I didn't.
Marcus Garvey, and he's our spiritual guide. He had a program 100 years ago for us to liberate ourselves. So
is that right, saying that he's 130 years old now?
That was right. 1887, it was 130th birthday. So we don't need any further principles. You just study him. We need to be able to implement it today in 2017. So things like Just Caribbean Festival, where we provide a vehicle for our businesses here in the Caribbean, also connect with Africa, because that's the important other element. We have a program called Remaking the Black Triangle, which is to rewire that triangle in which we were taken from Africa, economically, socially, and culturally. So we connect up those points of the compass, and we trade, interact, and engage with each other for empowerment.
So tell us, what is the main focus of Lambeth Business Advisory?
Well, we're a development agency. We have a center where we rent space to businesses. In fact, David had an office there for a while. And we give support, advice, and development help to people who are trying to do their own economic things. So anything you need from turning your idea into a reality, whether it's the finance, whether it's marketing, whatever elements of it, and we provide the training. I'm also involved very heavily around the Brixton area. I'm chairman of Brixton Neighbourhood Forum, which is an umbrella body for all the organisations, business-wise, socially and whatever. So we manage the town centre. We've helped set up a thing called the Brixton Business Improvement District, which has oversees the management and running of the centre. We work with the community organisations, the residents groups, tenants groups, businesses, to make sure we the place can continue to give us a chance to thrive. And it's not just the thing that we used to be involved with, that we still are and will be in the future.
So do you have any programs for like the young entrepreneurs? Because nowadays there are so many young black, you know, ethnic minority children or teenagers who are so entrepreneurial.
Well, that's where I started from, and that's my primary interest. My thing is to make sure that us elders are able to pass on our experience. A lot of time young people think they know, but they've not realized there's on theory. The difference between theory and practice in life is where if you can take guidance and help. So we have a program called the Mali Program, where we are nurturing a new generation of leadership in our communities called the Emerging Leaders Program. And we have over 100 young people involved. These are people who have got solid business ideas, and we're helping them to realize those ideas by putting them together with somebody who's got experience. We've also got another element of it, which is sustaining and developing our assets. That's both buildings, skills, knowledge, and so on.
Okay. So if, I mean, there's also a lot of people who are very innovative. So if anybody comes to you who's got a new invention, are you able to help them?
Very much so, from every level, about how to make sure you can protect your intellectual property, so you can develop a business around the idea, because there are a million brilliant ideas. But it's the difference between somebody who manages to develop it and implement it, and somebody who just has it and it never goes anywhere, that's critical. So what we've been able to do over the years is to work very much on that. Under our belt, you've got The Voice here today. We were involved in the development of The Voice newspaper over 30 years ago. We helped Val McCullough, who was the man who started it. He had the idea, but we connected him with capital, helped him write the business plan and raise the money. Similarly, people like Neil Kenlock, Choice Radio, we help them put that together, raise the money, and implement it.
Awesome. So if there's anybody that wants to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
I'm based down in Brixton at the Co-op Centre. Yeah. And you can look us up. My, get me at BrixtonNeighbourhoodForum.org. Keep on dancing, couples
in the dance, just romancing. Yep. This is Sonia Ponian here reporting live from Just Caribbean Festival in Clapham Common at the back of the college. Now listen, earlier on, I was walking down trying to find some people to interview, and I saw this woman, this white woman on the stage blaring out all these jokes. And the one that hit me was the one that when you said you won some black comedy award. No, I didn't win a black comedy award. What happened was, right? Because I do a lot of black gigs, I'm already...
Hold on, let me just... Wait, exactly.
Right, so let me just go back a little bit, right? So I'm joined here by Maureen Younger, or Younger Maureen. Fast-paced, brilliant comedian.
So basically, I got invited, because my name appears in a lot of black comedy listings. Channel 4 actually asked me to come to a comedy diversity workshop, because they thought I was one of Britain's busiest black female comics. And I wasn't, obviously I was going to say, you haven't done your research. But then they went, oh, we'll provide lunch. I thought, you know what, a girl's going to eat. So I went on down, innit? And it was great, because so people are so politically correct nowadays and so worried about offending people, aren't they? Like, they didn't actually say anything when I turned up. They just let me stay.
Did you get any funny looks?
No, I know all the comedians, so they were like, oh yeah, it's Maureen. But, you know, and I got my food, so it was all right.
So what brings you to Just Caribbean Festival?
I was doing some comedy here, and I got to work with Kat, who's doing a brilliant job at hosting. Have you had Kat in? He's great, isn't he? So yeah, and then I was just watching some music, and I actually got serenaded by one of the singers, which was, it's like I've come to a date in about 10 years, so I've done quite well, actually.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Maureen herself.
I work on the mainstream. I do a lot of gigs on the urban comedy circuit. I do blogs, films, I do anything really. Well, no, that sounds a bit rude, but you know, within legal things anyway. And I just work as a stand-up comic basically all the time. And how did you get into comedy work? Do you know what was really funny? It wasn't that funny. I was very depressed at the time, and I was talking to a friend, and I was like, oh, all crying, couldn't go to work, I was so upset. But I kept cracking jokes, and she was like, you should do stand-up. And I was like, nah, it wasn't something I was interested in. She went, no, you should really do stand-up. And she just made me go and start doing stand-up. As soon as I did it, all my friends went, oh, yeah, you should do stand-up. And before that, I was temping, and obviously stand-up's a lot, the hours are better, isn't it? Because you do 20 minutes, and that's you finished for the week. So that's how it started, really. It was a friend who suggested it, and I enjoy doing it. And also, I enjoy people's preconceptions, changing people's preconceptions. Because I come on, obviously I'm a middle-aged white woman, and it's funny how people tend think that how you're going to act or how they think they're going to see you, and then you act differently to what that... And I think that's great. I like doing that. Also on the mainstream as well. And so, yeah, I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy making people laugh.
So why the black community?
Because they pay really well. They pay really well. They usually tend to have bigger gigs, so you get bigger audiences, which is great. I recently did a gig for White Yardie, and that was at O2, and that was over 2,000 people. So you can imagine, urban crowd, over 2,000. It was fantastic. Now, I have to say, I couldn't get in because they didn't believe I was a comic at first. When the security, I said I'm one of the comics, and they just laughed in my face, which is a bit cruel.
But White Yardie's white.
I know, but he's got a Jamaican accent, isn't it? If I did Jamaican accent, I'd just sound Welsh. Be pointless. And also, I think there's quite a few white comics that do the black circuit. I think most of us, we've grown up in predominantly black communities, so we're you can tell that we're comfortable. And I think you can tell when white people have grown up around black people because we're just more comfortable in that environment. And I think it's really easy to spot, really. And so you get obviously White Yardie's Jamaican, but you get Kevin Jay, who's good, and Jamie. I think there's Mickey Carpenter, and there's me. So yeah, and they're usually really great gigs, because you know, if an urban crowd like you, they like you. Again, if they don't like you, you also know, then it's not so good.
That's awesome. All right, well, I want to say thank you very much. Maureen,
thanks for grabbing me.
You're welcome.
Colourful Radio TAB, colourfulradio.com. My name is Slight Soul and Reggae Sundays normally, but today we're broadcasting live from the Just Caribbean Festival. And I can tell you, I've got my presenter, my fellow presenter and colleague, Sonia Polian, who's going to take it away with a guest interview.
Yes, and I'm here live and direct. We're coming down. It's almost closing time now. And I'm here with Natalie Phillips. Now, Natalie, a couple of weeks ago, somebody sent me this email with a whole, you know, album on it, and I was like, why has he sent me this, right? And then I thought, well, just let me listen to it. And I heard, well, the Tamla Martin track, Tamla Man track. I was like, yep, let me just listen to that one. And you've got an awesome voice. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you to give us a little rendition, don't you?
Okay, cool.
Thank you. But first of all, right, tell us, you know, a little bit about Natalie, who she is, where she comes from. Now, how she got into singing?
I'm just a regular Southeast Londoner, you know what I mean? Get me though. No, I'm from
of course, like, do you know what I mean, geezer? I mean,
yeah, lovely job, Lenny. Yeah, of course. No, I'm from Southeast London. My mum of you two and Catford. Originally, I'm
still over south side of the bridge.
Of course, of course. Yeah, that's where the sun shines. You know what I mean? Yeah, a mum of two, and I'm just down to earth. I'm just me. I'm just like your girl next door, really. That is it. Nothing extraordinary, but when I sing, that's when I connect with how I'm feeling and whatever the songs are. That's how I really connect and out.
All right, so before you do your rendition, right, who was it that decided, or how was it that you decided, right, singing is for me? So you said you're a mum of two. Mm-hmm. At some stage, I'm assuming you worked somewhere and decided, well, do you know what, singing is for me.
I've been singing since I was five, maybe even earlier, but I'm actually in a 9-to-5 now. Actually, I was singing full-time before. I was a teacher in a school, teaching music, singing sessions and doing soloists, traveling to different countries and stuff. And I took a break from it all, had to deal with some stuff in life. And then I just come back, but I'm actually come back doing a 9-to-5 and being a mom and all these other things as well. So juggle, 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 juggle. And
juggle or multitasking?
Multitasking. And a little bit of juggling. There's a little bit of juggling, but no, it's been a really
really great coming back. And then I got asked literally 2 days after I decided I was going to come back. I got a call from Gary asking me to do this on to me for years, getting me to, she wanted me to do a gospel or just a reggae track. And yeah, that's her in the background. So I've been saying, no, reggae's not really for me. I like to listen to it sometimes, but it's not really me. I've never done a reggae track ever. So I've made a prayer. I said, praise to God. I said, look, all right, I'll come back to singing. And literally 2 days later, I got a call from Gary saying, look, could you come down to the studio? I've got a track for you. I'm like, okay, cool, no worries. What kind of track is it? Yeah. Lovers Rock. So because I'd already...
It was in the plan.
Yes, it must have been. Because I'd already done said to God that I'll come back. So I couldn't turn back on that and say no. Manager, she was doing literally, you know, cartwheels and stuff all over. She's jumping up and down. Yeah, here you are. See?
I hear some truth. Yeah. I hear all, baby.
But interesting. It's just gotten me to different places I would never have been to had I not done it. So I'm really grateful. And I'm enjoying Lovers Rock and Reggae even more now. So
listen, give us a little rendition.
Okay. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. He says, it's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there to you this song. Take me to the King. There you go.
I don't have much to bring.
Awesome. All right, so listen, we're going to be hearing a lot more of Latinee. So what's next on the agenda for you in terms of singing? Where you're going to be at?
I'm going to be at the O2 on the 7th of October. And there's some other bits coming up as well. But they can go to my Facebook page, Natalie Phillips. Go to Good Management, G-O-O-D-E Management. You can get all the details there. And, yeah, just follow me, I guess. But don't literally follow me, all right?
She don't want no trolls, and she don't want no, what's your mum's called? Stalker.
I'm not able, because, boy, I might just turn into something else when I see people.
Hulk. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Natalie, and we wish you the very best. And we want to see you more on Colourful Radio.
Yes, I will be back. I'm sure we'll be back if Miss I's got anything to do with it.
Awesome. Thank you.
We have my colleagues Sonia Poland and Smooth C. They're out and about mingling with the crowd. Over to you, yeah, Sonia. Yes. Yeah.
Sonia Poland here at the Just Caribbean Festival. And I'm outside here with young Tay. Now, Tay, tell us how old you are.
9.
Which school do you go to?
Round Diamond.
Look at her. She's proper up for it, you know. I came up to her mum and I said, you know, can I interview you for radio? And she's like, go on, mum. I'm like, no, I want to interview you instead. All right. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
A lawyer.
Is it? Specialising in what area?
Hertfordshire.
Okay. Criminology. Conveyancing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're at the Just Caribbean Festival today. How long have you been here?
2 hours.
Okay. And what was it like?
It's really fun, and they have, like, you can learn about different cultures here, and I really like it because they're, like, selling products from different countries. I tried a drink, and I really loved it.
Is it? Which drink is this?
From St. Vincent.
So I haven't even seen that stall. Okay, so what kind of drink, what did it taste like? What was the main ingredient in it?
Tropical, like, loads of different fruits, and then it had, like, a little fizz to it. No.
Too old for that, ain't ya?
Yeah. I was waiting for the Banty Castle.
Is it? Right, so they've got a square in there where all the children's got loads of different stuff. Have you been there?
No.
So where's the Banty Castle then?
I don't know.
All right, so listen, her mum, what's your name?
Natalie.
All right, Natalie, how's it been for you today, Natalie?
Yeah, it's been all right. Been buying lots of things that I didn't expect to buy.
So how much money have you spent?
A lot of money. But we won't talk about that.
So what's the main reason why you came down here today?
We came here to support the Caribbean culture, and the fact there's not a lot of these things around, so it's nice to be able to see all our products in one place. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. I'm going to put it back through to DJ Sly in the studio, and I'm going to go and find somebody else to go and harass.
It's a Just Caribbean Festival, and I can tell you we've got my very special presenters, Sonia Polian and Smooth C right now. Sonia, take it away. Take it away, Sonia.
I'm live on air, and I'm joined by Paul. Now, Paul looks like a bishop who I know called Bishop Paul Reed, but obviously he isn't, you know. But I see him sitting down over there, tucking into his Caribbean food. So, Paul, tell us how it's been at the festival so far.
Well, it's enjoyable. It's what you would expect to come to a Caribbean festival. The food is good. The people are buzzing. The place itself is buzzing. And I'm just enjoying myself, really.
So what made you come down today?
It was my wife who saw this. And I think she was surfing the internet and saw the advert. And we said, oh, we must go down and see what this is all about. So we travel all from King's Cross down on the train. Yeah, so.
That's fantastic. So did you think it was something like Jamaica 55?
No, I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was good. What I come to see, it was really good.
Yeah, do you bring any children with you?
Yeah, I've got my daughter with me. She's 16.
Is she over there doing face painting then?
No. I think she's past that stage of face painting. But she's around somewhere, listening to the music and having food, I suppose.
Awesome. All right. So I want to say thank you very much, Paul. Has the festival met your expectations? I know you said you came because you just...
As I said, I wasn't sure what to expect, but what I came and saw was good and I enjoyed it.
So you'll come back next year then?
I would come back next year, yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. Over to the studio for you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sonia. All right.
Right. Okay. We are joined here. This is Smooth C. Come on, take it away.
Hey. We're here live at the Just Caribbean Festival, and I've come across this gentleman here who's got a big grin on his face. Tell us what your name is, please, sir.
My name is Errol. I'm from New York City.
Okay, from New York. How long have you been here, Errol?
I'm from New York. I'm here for 2 weeks now.
And how have you enjoyed your stay here in London?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it here in London.
And how have you felt today about this great festival? What's your highlights for you?
Oh, my daughter bring me here. She bought the ticket and said we should come over here. And it's a beautiful thing. I love it. The food is good. The people is good. Everybody is so wonderful. Warm welcome. Love it.
You can see he's got a great smile on your face. What's the memory you're going to take home? When you go back to New York and tell family and friends, what are you going to say about this particular Just Caribbean Festival?
I'm going to tell my friends and that you should come and see it. It's a beautiful festival. The people are so loving. It's a warm welcome.
Wonderful. Lovely to have you, Errol. Take care. See you again soon.
Take care too. See you next year.
Definitely. Lucy here at the Just Caribbean Festival. Over to Sonia.
Okay, so listen, we are here mingling in the crowd and we're going to be finding other people to talk about because time is running out and people are going to be going home soon.
Hi, my name's Anne. Yeah.
And what made you come down here today?
Just some more supporting community events, basically, so...
And how have you felt? I know you came late because I saw when you came, baby girl.
And I've got a good reason. I went to the Rise Ancestor at Trafalgar Square. But there's quite a few people down there. I was coming here first originally, but I owe it to my ancestors to go and pay homage there first, and then we came here. So it's a lovely, lovely atmosphere and crowd down there. Very knowledgeable for our peoples. And so we've come down here to catch the sort of the tail end of this. But this is my young nephew, and it's important to bring him out to see these events. Otherwise, I have to expose him to all these different cultural events because otherwise maybe he wouldn't get that experience.
And also, if you don't, heritage is just going to wash out.
We can't have that. No, not at all.
So your experience with the Still I Rise this afternoon and coming here this evening, how does that make you feel as a person internally?
I think the emotions I experience is something of reflection. Something of gratitude for what's gone on before, because we basically stand on the shoulders of great giants that have gone before us. But also it's just a constant reminder that there's still a lot of work to be done. But also that it's really important that we bring our young people in. They need to understand that it's not just about here and now, and that, you know, it's really important that they embrace their ancestors, embrace their past and their culture, you know, continue to search on the journey to find who they are, you know, about their family and their roots and all the rest of it. But I feel empowered. I feel, you know, I just feel empowered today, and I feel very, very blessed to have the opportunities that I have now, because it was harder before. But also just to be associated around our peoples. You know, the village is here, the village is in Trafalgar Square. So it's here. If you go and look for it, and we need to support our businesses as well. So, you know, Jubilee Books are here, Grace Foods are here. You know, it's the only way to keep up to date with the products and what's going on in our community. So come out and be part of it. Support the team every single time.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Anne.
We've got the team for today right here, and we're going to have a little chat. Guys, how's it been today? How's it been? How's it been? We've got Sarah, Sonia, and Smoothie. All the S's. Oh, we've got four S's now.
Oh.
Oh my god. Sun, sea, what's the other one?
Sand.
I like that. So guys, how's it been today? How's it been? It's been a good day, hasn't it?
Tell you what, it's been wonderful. Wonderful show. The food is awesome. The atmosphere is so uplifting, and the acts on stage, I really enjoyed them. Really enjoyed them. It's something they should do not just once a year. They should do it twice a year. I believe. What do you think?
All right.
Okay. You know, Sly every Sunday he kills it. Sly really brings it home, and he's done it well today.
Thank
so
you,
many
yes.
hours. So I think we need to give Sly a big clap for so many hours.
Okay.
Well done, Sly, for bringing
thank
it
you,
home.
Guys. Yeah. So what's been the best part about today in terms of like the people and the food and stuff like that for? Oh, shopping.
Sampling.
Going home with lots of bags.
Yeah, sampling. Sampling, right?
Sampling's been good.
Sampling has been really good. You know, I haven't ever had like bonnet cheese. Like,
bonnet,
you know, but Scotch bonnet.
Oh, Scotch bonnet cheese.
Scotch bonnet cheese. It's
nice.
Like, woo!
Yeah.
It was really nice, guys.
And the rosemary
like,
cheese.
I didn't have the rosemary one. The rosemary. No, that's goat's cheese.
It doesn't matter. It's got rosemary in it. Oh, I don't know.
No, goat's cheese. It's just goat's cheese.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. But anyway, so I think one of the key things for me has been like variety. So it's not just the one island.
That's right.
But actually the representation of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But with a hint of Africa.
Yeah, of course. The motherland.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I went out there, right, Sly, you know, I went out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah's dancing around in this skirt like, oh, big old fairy. I was like, where are you getting that skirt, Sarah? She goes, I bought myself another African print. You know? And there's people out there that are making jewelry. People are using their gifts and their abilities to, you know, increase their income, basically.
Oh, wow, yeah, it's been really, really amazing to see, like, the different people and the different products. Actually, like the cheese, coming back to the cheese, it's actually not even in the market.
No, not in the British market.
Not in the British market, but things basically which are basically that want to bring over, because I understand that we all go on holiday and people are saying, I love the food. Why can't I get in the UK?
Yeah. So, absolutely. Do you know the thing that I'm not really one who tries a lot of new stuff, but they have this cheese out there that's made with ginger. Okay,
ginger?
It looks a little bit like. He put on some crackers.
The guava cheese.
It was a cheese made with ginger paste, right? And I was like, no, just a tiny little bit. Right? It tastes really nice, and I had to go back for sin.
Look, it's been a great day all around. I've got one eye on the clock because we've got a hand back to Roy at Comfort Radio HQ. Yeah. Tell us when you're next on, Sarah.
I'm on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to midday.
Okay, and Smoothie?
I'm on Saturdays between 5 and 7.
And I'll be back on next week, Sunday, God willing, between 4 and 7. Thank you all for your listening ears. Oh, and Sonia's away for a little while. When are you going to grace us again, Sonia?
I'll be back in October.
October.
Some brand new stinking interviews.
Okay, lovely. So there you've had the lowdown. We're going to sign off very, very soon. Thank you all for listening to Colourful Radio's live outside broadcast today at the Just Caribbean Festival. It's been a joy and a pleasure. And hopefully see you next year.